Blog Talk Radio.
What were you talking about?
Mikey's poor puppy went to sleep forever today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that.
That's all right. You know, I was going to do this show, and we were going to talk about shit that was not this. And then you have to bring that shit up, motherfucker.
All right, we can talk about something else.
How about my depressing warehouse that you guys saw?
No, we don't need to talk about that either.
Tampoco. Jesus.
No. Let's talk about hip-hop.
No. Let's go back just a moment here. To Mick and how he walks like one of the nurses from Silent Hill.
I was going to say
we could talk about my upcoming MRI on Friday.
Oh, my God, Mick, you're in bad shape, dude. You need to do some shit
like that. You don't need an MRI, Mick. You need, like, a steamroller.
Just steamroller straight in you out.
Yeah.
Christ.
Seriously, you have the most twisted back of any, like, non-cerebral palsy victim I've ever seen.
For real, dude. You're a scoliosis hip, my man.
I know, it's bad. Like, I don't know what it is. It just keeps getting worse.
Damn. Are you worse today than you were on Sunday?
I'm sore. Well, you know what it is? I'm sore today. I'm more sore today because I didn't take any. Like, usually I've been taking, like, Advil or Aleve or something. And today I didn't take anything today or yesterday. So.
Christ almighty.
Well, I just have to say that I think I can almost guarantee you that Mick's condition was caused by him being violently, anally buggered up against the wall in prison. I mean, that's, you know, having his face mashed against the wall and having his neck and his shoulders, like, bashed against the wall while some, like, 300-pound, all-muscle black dude is just wailing away at his little white ass.
When they try to tell kids not to, you know, to stay away from crime, this is the part that always goes unspoken about.
That's true, though, man.
You know, so it's like, oh, you don't want any mark on your permanent record. You know, you don't want anything,
you
know, causing you
job
in the future.
Passed around
you,
like a fucking.
Yeah, but they don't tell you about the rape and the subsequent spinal damage.
That's the scared straight shit that we need. I mean, fuck the big dudes yelling in your face about how you got. You know, they'll put Kool-Aid on your lips so you're an orange flavored motherfucker. I mean, that shit just doesn't matter. What they need to do is they need to show Mick hobbling down the street and say, look, like, I know you think there's some serious street cred involved in going to jail, but look
right.
at this twisted,
so
look at this twisted ass 37-year-old faggot.
I'm not 37, douche.
But Mick, you will be soon.
I feel like
dude,
I'm 73.
Dude, we're 2 years away. I'm turning 35 in a couple of weeks, man. Shit ain't
right.
No joke.
Mick, are you 34 as well?
I'm 35.
No, he turned 35 this year. Yeah, he's our age, dude.
Oh, man. No, I know.
He graduated a year earlier than us because he blew somebody important.
No, I grew a year. What year did you graduate?
Both of you guys were skipped a year.
Oh, look at you, Mick. You too, huh?
Oh, you were too?
Yeah,
I got to skip first grade.
You know what the crazy thing is that I was...
That doesn't
was
mean anything, skipping the first grade.
No, it doesn't mean anything, because I was supposed to... I was seriously taking second grade reading classes in kindergarten, and they were going to skip me, and then they were like,
They were like,
you should go to Pennington, because Pennington is, like, where smart kids go, and so we won't have to skip you if you go to Pennington. And my mom was like, okay. And now I can't even be as cool as you guys.
No, you're better off not skipping. I feel like skipping me, like, directly influenced my social retardation.
Well, truthfully, your graduating class was a lot douchier than mine.
Really?
Right, that's true.
Oh, God, yeah. I know I hated most of the people in Mick's grade. Yeah.
Don't you hate most of the people in your grade?
Oh, yeah, well, there's that.
Mm.
Well, I just hate most people in general.
You know, I think graduating early was a bit much for me as well, just because by the time I graduated, I was 16 in my senior year, and
yeah,
by the time
too.
I graduated on my
17th birthday.
I graduated, like a month into my being 17.
I just didn't
know what I wanted to do in college. So
yeah. No,
in college,
I mean, my birthday is in December, so I actually graduated when I was 17, too, you know? Like, I did not feel like I was emotionally mature enough to graduate.
Not at all.
Right.
God,
agreed.
I need to be kept in there.
Yeah.
But
you know what?
Then again, my high school life consisted mostly of me looking over my shoulder,
yeah,
trying to make sure that I wasn't
beat
yet.
As soon as
no,
possible.
I
yeah,
kind of needed
as
to get high
mind.
School. High school was the worst school experience I can say I've ever had,
no,
honestly.
Guys,
and I got picked on in elementary school, so yeah, no, high school is the worst.
You guys, as an order of survival, needed to get out of there.
Yeah. Like, I learned a few things here and there from elementary school, even though I really didn't care that much. But I learned, the only thing I learned in high school was how to try desperately to blend into the sea of black that surrounded me on a regular basis.
Right. Right.
So I was in the same boat, to not make any wave whatsoever.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
To somehow not stick out in the black person's mind somehow.
Right.
No, that's my entire goal from day to day was to not
I was gonna say for,
be
yeah,
a target
like age
somehow.
12 to 16 was pretty much it.
Yeah.
God.
12, for me, it was about 12 to 18. 12 to 17, I just did not. I had to try really hard not to. Or if I did manage to become a target, to try to convince them that I was psychotic enough that they should leave me alone.
Yeah, oh, I'm a metalhead. I'm a start.
No, really, that's exactly the direction I went. I would walk around with my fists balled, with an angry look on my face, and people would laugh at me, but they wouldn't mug me.
Right.
And even then, they still did.
Yeah, even then, they were still deep. Like, Mick raped me a couple of times.
Yeah, well, that was all in good fun.
Like, I think Mick was just trying to show his dominance to the black kids.
Yeah, exactly.
He was like, look, I can fuck white kids up the ass, too.
Yeah, I was like, you guys want to beat him up? Watch, beating him up is nothing. Watch what I'm about to do to him.
And then we made the exact same sounds as Marcellus Wallace and Zed in Pulp Fiction.
The whole time.
There's a rape scene in American Me, that Edward James Olmos movie, where somebody shoves a fucking serrated knife up another dude's ass.
A big diesel dude too, isn't it?
Yeah, man, that shit was fucked up.
Yeah, fuck that dude's anus up, dude. That's terrible.
Yeah, but that's still not near, and even American History X with the blood leaking onto the shower floor, that's still not as disturbing as the sounds of meat slapping against each other and the sounds that Zed was making while he was fucking Marcellus Wallace with the ass.
Yeah.
Like, come on, big boy. What up, couple of faggots?
I love how the redneck dude that captured them's name is Maynard. I wonder how Maynard James Keenan feels about that.
The
best part is, Bruce Willis is looking for a weapon, and it's the sounds the entire time. It just like took three different uhs and looped them over and over again.
Sound Tarantino makes when he's getting railed.
No, that's the sound Tarantino makes when he's sucking on a bitch's toes. You know what I watched the other day? I watched Jackie Brown the other day. And
what's the foot fetish in that?
Okay, Bridget Fonda. There's a whole sequence in the beginning of the movie where Robert De Niro is like turned on by her feet in the beginning. I'm telling you, like, the evidence of his foot fetish dates way back to the beginning of his movie career.
Absolutely.
Like, way back.
Absolutely. I'm sure he has, like, pictures, instead of, like, calendars of naked women, it's calendars of naked feet.
That's gross. Because, like, and the thing that I noticed specifically is that Bridget Fonda's got some fucking ugly feet, dude.
Mm.
It was not pleasant to look. Like, why are they lingering on this bitch's toes? They're horrible.
Absolutely.
If he had it his way, it would be black dudes shooting white dudes and women foot fucking each other in every movie. That would be the entirety of the movie.
The story. Maybe the black guys are protecting the white women.
The what about
women
the Asians?
Yeah. Okay. White women and Asians foot fucking each other, surrounded by a circle of black dudes shooting white dudes. And the white dudes are saying nigger and getting away with it.
Right.
That's his ultimate fantasy of a movie. Just like toes and black on white violence and nigger, nigger, nigger.
Dead nigger storage.
Dead nigger storage.
Yeah.
I was actually watching Jackie Brown with the captions on, and Samuel L. Jackson says nigger a bunch of times, but like the captions actually say N-I-G-G-E-R. He says nigger in the captions. Like it doesn't even pretend that the captions aren't racist.
Right.
Damn, the fucking
like the guy who was transcribing it was like I could put nigger, but
yeah.
No, I'm just going to go straight nigger, because it's Samuel Jackson saying nigger, so it's okay.
Yeah, so he's allowed to say it, yeah.
That's true. I think, honestly, if anybody is ever allowed to say nigger, it's Samuel Jackson.
Well, that's true, yeah.
Mike's is the one that turned me on to the fact that he was a Black Panther, and he held up a college at gunpoint.
I know, I love Samuel Jackson. He is my favorite Black person ever.
Yeah,
ever. Interesting.
Ever,
Well, I would say Malcolm X, but he's a close second, I guess.
No, Samuel Jackson for president.
Definitely.
Malcolm X had his fine points, you know. I mean, Malcolm X was awesome, and he had great ideas once he stopped hating on white people. But even that, I can't even fault him.
I'll stay quiet.
No, I kind of hate white people. Kind of hate them.
As long as I'm out of high school, he can hate on them.
Yeah. Well, see, I can't even say, okay, you know, I'm not going to hate on white people because I tried to cluster with them in high school to protect myself because they didn't want to have anything to do with me either.
We should write
it. I don't think hanging out with white people would have really, like, would ever lead to not getting picked on, like, by black people. I just think then they had to do less work because there were less groups of white people to beat up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I was just going to say we need to write a white person's black high school survivor guide.
No, really, though. That hasn't been done yet.
No, we should do that. Definitely. To survive 4 years.
A little white boy in a black high school has not been done yet. And even if you want to get even more technical and appealing, we could do a little Puerto Rican kid who's mistaken for a white boy.
That could be a subsection.
It really is funny, though, that I can't get over when I run into somebody and they're like, they talk about the sort of typical high school where they had, like, you know, 100 people in the graduating class, and like 89 of them were white people, and all that stuff. And I'm like, really? Like, how does that happen still?
I went to Catholic high school, and it was still the exact same scenario.
Right.
We had almost 4,000 people in our high school, and it was almost 1,000 per class. We had about 1,000 people graduating.
Jesus Christ, yeah. I had...
Yeah, see, mine wasn't that big, but yeah. Mine was like, I want to say like 600, but yeah.
Mick, everybody knows yours isn't that big.
Hey.
Oh, set yourself up for that. Well done. What are you doing,
yeah, what
Mike?
What was it, like, Haley? What was it, like 4%?
I got a charge.
That much, 4%?
Give me the number for the show, and I'll call in on the other phone.
Yeah, all right. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
What did he say?
I said, give me the phone number for the show,
D,
and I'll call in on the other phone.
Who's D Goodby? Holy, we got another person here. I'm sorry that I keep you holding this long.
Uh-oh.
Who's that, the Framalama?
No, D.Goodby was on hold.
I don't know
anymore.
I put them through, but...
D.Goodby, where you at?
No, it's just like loading up.
D.Goodby?
Yeah, they could have like their own profile here.
Interesting. It's probably the owner of the site checking to make sure that we're actually doing our show since we haven't been.
Yeah.
Give me the number for the show so I can call in on the other phone, bitch.
347-202-0740.
I don't have any cash on you, I'm sorry.
What happened? Did a bum just ask you for money, Mick?
Yeah, dude, they fucking know Rochelle. I love it. I love people asking me for money while I'm on the phone.
Oh, my God.
Rochelle might be worse than Mount Vernon as far as, like...
Am I on?
Like, just
yeah,
random...
Yay.
And Goodby's on now. Who are you, Goodby?
Hello, this is Jimbo Russell's from the Internet. I'm working for Colonel Dolan Gooby. How are you guys doing tonight?
Colonel who?
What? Say that all over again?
Dolan Gooby, ex-governor-elect Colonel Dolan Gooby. He passed away recently. He was running for president here in Alabama.
Poor son.
Alabama. Is this Stan?
No, sir. This is Jimbo. Jimbo Russell's.
Yeah, that sounds real.
Jimbo. Well, that's a real... It's not like a mechanized calling. So.
No, it's not.
No,
but
it
sounds like Stan. Stan has called in with us before.
Oh, yeah?
The only Southern guy we've ever had on the show. You guys might remember this.
Could be,
well, my friend David Davis.
Why are you so quick to dismiss Jimbo here?
Yeah,
well,
you I'm just from the Internet. There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay, Mr. Goodby, why don't we hear what you have to say since you were kind enough to call in and talk to us? You have to have an agenda.
Well, actually, I don't have an agenda. I was listening in, and it's actually Dolan Gooby, Colonel Dolan Gooby.
Dolan Gooby?
Yes, he was my employer until he recently passed away.
And what's your name? Jimbo Russell?
Yes, sir.
Jimbo Russell.
Can you roll a good doobie?
Is there some kind of marijuana joke?
Yeah.
No, not at all. No. Doobies and marijuana have nothing to do with each other.
You realize that voids blog talk warrants you for breaking the terms of service?
Oh, is that right?
Does it?
Definitely not.
I was about to say, because if it does, I'm sure you could find much better things that we've said that would break the terms of service.
Yeah, I was like, Jesus, that would be delicious.
I don't understand why you boys are a little rude with me.
It's just apprehensiveness that we innately. Do I hear police scanners in the background?
I would say it's because we're just rude to each other in general, and that's part of what we
do. Yeah, I would take it personally.
It's part of Northern charm.
Y'all don't have any kind of manners. Your folks never taught you
manners. Exactly. No,
we're from New York. All three of us are from New York.
Highly influenced by the
from
Jews up here who are just rude all around. You know how that goes.
I thought y'all were wiped out recently. What you doing calling from New York? Where you at?
Pretty much. Almost wiped out.
Almost wiped out?
Over
those fat people over there in America?
Fat people in America?
Yeah, did you just grab onto one of them so you floated through the floods?
That's a good idea, actually. I like that.
You just string them together with a rope?
You know what? That explains why, like, a whole shitload of people were holding on to me during the storm.
Is that why they were calling you up?
See, you know, the guy from Alabama was on the phone for, like, 2 minutes before he started talking about tying people with a rope.
I know. Yeah, what is that about Alabama? No, he's trying to rope people up.
I know, it's a Southern
accent.
How about
New Yorkins? I mean, come on now. Don't be trying to diss on no Alabama when y'all are from New York.
What?
Exactly, my boy.
Did you guys stop hanging people down there? Is that what happened? Has that happened recently?
No. We move out to
the
injection. It's more entertaining. You ever seen a criminal suffering in pain as that poison moves through his veins?
I couldn't understand a word you just said. Is that English?
I could have sworn I heard a banjo in the background I was talking to.
I heard something about please guys, please let me gag on your penis is what I heard.
No,
Doobie, what do you do for a living?
What is that bitch doing in the background? Somebody let her get out of the kitchen?
Actually, no. Believe it or not, one of our guys is like on a city bus or something like that.
You give that woman the phone. Let me talk to her.
Put the bus driver on.
Mick, who is talking in the background?
I'm in CVS.
You're in CVS. Oh, are you working tonight?
I ain't talking to those.
Yeah,
no, wait, that was me.
I was like, Mick works at CVS too?
No, I don't work at CVS.
Mike, you haven't worked there in a while, have you?
Nah, it's been a while since I worked for CBS, yeah. About maybe 2 weeks, I think.
Doobie, what do you do for a living, Doobie?
I work for the Rockneck Station. I'm one of the techs. Well, I was.
The Redneck Station?
No, the Rockneck Station, sir. The Rockneck what?
Ratneck what?
Rockneck. R-O-C-K.
Oh, Rocknet? Rocknet?
Yes, sir.
Do we actually have a genuine... how did you find the show?
You're on the
phone. Yeah.
This phone number.
Wait, everybody shut up so you can talk. Sorry, go on.
Well, I was down here at the truck stop, and the number was written on the stall. Said for a good time, call this number.
Somebody lied to you, my man.
Doobie with a zinger.
I know that's not true.
For a good time.
Oh, it might be true now.
For a good time. At least two of us are half drunk.
Well,
so
I mean,
that might
in the bathroom, you find a glory hole, and y'all have been talking all about sucking dick, so I'm not seeing much of a difference. Glory hole in the truck stop in this place.
Well, look, this show wouldn't be what it is without at least one reference to rape or dick sucking, because that's what we do here.
Or ass lesbianism.
Ass lesbianism, yes. How do you feel about ass lesbianism, Jimbo?
I don't very well appreciate the homosexuals, but to each their own. I have the right to do what I want to do with my dog in the house. You have the right to do what you want to do with your man in the house.
I like that. That's a good. Well, I mean, a man doesn't exactly fall into the realm of ass lesbianism. We try to keep the men out of ass lesbianism. That's just
totally.
Are you, are you talking about two girls rubbing their butthole nubs together?
Yeah,
more specifically, we're talking about two girls inserting various parts of their bodies into each other's buttholes.
Won't that give them a parched butthole?
Yeah.
A parched butthole?
Yes, sir, a parched butthole, unless they lube it up nice again. You know what a parched butthole is, right?
Well, I would assume that it would be an extremely dry butthole.
Yeah, it usually comes after you had diarrhea and, you know, the acid juices you've been squirting out make your asshole all dry and crackling.
See, I thought that was a chapped butthole.
It could be either one.
Parched, I thought, was a lack of moisture from what I remember in my high school English classes.
Well, yeah, acid absorbs it. I mean, it dries up and shit.
So parched. So, no, and I would think it wouldn't be very parched, considering that I would hope there would be some lubrication between the women when they're inserting pieces of each other into each other's buttholes.
Well, my man, you haven't been on the internet very long, have you?
We maintain here at the Questionable Intelligence Report that if beautiful women would just pleasure each other's buttholes, that the world would be a much better place, and Israel and Palestine would hate each other.
Yeah, that ceasefire would have been done a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, we operate on that.
So y'all don't want those people that are shooting each other up? Why not?
Let me just say this, and this is the God's honest truth. In all of that missile firing, there's a chance that they could hit like a really hot chick at some point, or a potential really hot chick. And that would be robbing ass lesbianism of a major contributor.
Yeah, but you ain't ever going to get any of her. I mean, at least when the rocket hits, you get a chance to get a piece.
You've got a point.
We have valid points, but you both have valid points. How about that?
Well, I mean, you know, that's true, but I'm not exactly looking to...
theoretical hot chicks.
See, it's obvious that these people are very susceptible to religion in general. So we feel that our religion... It's just a hop, skip, and a jump away from their religion.
You talk about consumerism.
Hop, skip, and a tongue in the butthole away, technically, from their religion.
So we should start adopting some of their, you know, how Christianity adopted pagan things. We should start picking that stuff up.
Yeah, you're right. We should start adapting tenets from Christianity to convert some of, and that's what Christianity did, because in order to lure the pagans away from their own well-established religion.
Christianity
so
is nothing but
a cult. A cult?
Yeah, they come from the Jews, and the Jews are the only one that are the people of God. Anybody else that says they're people of God not being a Jew, then they're just a cult, man.
Yeah, pretty much. If you align your train of thought to all that stuff, yes, you're right.
Yeah.
Well, Elohim was a part of the original council of alien gods that came down and visited the Babylonians, and then he went off on his little thing with his tribe of Jews, and they eventually led him to the hippie Christians.
Jesus Christ, we got to keep this guy on.
I know, this guy's gold.
I mean, it just takes us all the way back to Babylon, the first civilization.
Encyclopedia of bullshit. It's amazing.
Well, yeah, I've been on the internet, haven't you?
No, I've been working, man, trying to keep...
Well, I mean, honestly, if I were to admit that the influence I've had from being on the internet, it would involve a lot of, like, donkey fucking and...
Ass lesbianism
and...
Do you like
a
the
lot? A lot of text surrounding stills from movies. That's what I've seen more than anything.
Have you been involved in the felching yet?
The who?
Self or someone else?
Felching.
Self-felching or felching?
No, I've never actually been. I'll tell you what, though, and we've brought this up many times before. I've never actually seen much felching on video, but I have seen a prolapse party. Louie has too. Louie's seen a prolapse party as well.
And even like a felching prolapse, like sucking it out.
You got to use one of those twirly straws for that kind of thing.
Kimbo, I appreciate, despite your obviously somewhat conservative, if not libertarian bent, that
you're
speaking to us about.
Your handicap of having a southern accent, yes.
And your handicap of having a southern accent that you're indulging in this conversation about felching and ass lesbianism. We appreciate that here.
Well, down here it's not called a southern accent, it's New Atlantean. I mean, you got to be part of Atlantis to make it. America's going down, boy.
Yes.
What about that?
I'm speaking Mandarin from now on.
Mandarin? No, you got to speak the New Atlantean, man. You got to be a part of New Atlantis. It's the only civilization that's going to last.
What is New Atlantis?
Well, you don't know nothing about the Masons and the Denver Airport and all that jazz?
No. God, no.
No, I know all about that stuff.
You all need to educate yourself with some Jesse Ventura.
I love Jesse Ventura.
Who's the other guy? You got to know who's the other guy. The Alex something or other. New World Order, Alex, the radio host.
Oh,
really? Is Jesse Ventura talking about, like, Masons and stuff?
Oh, yeah, he is. I've been investigating him. Almost got shot
too bad, man, because I see him on, like, Fox News and stuff, and he actually is pretty successful at debating the fear-mongering rhetoric that tends to pop out on Fox News. But if he's talking about, like, Masons and shit, that just completely invalidates anything that comes out of his mouth. Or
anything you say. Jesus.
That's a shame.
No, all he did was walk around the Denver airport and point out the weird artifacts that are everywhere in there.
Did he do that, really?
Yeah, and then they made him leave.
Really?
Well, I mean, but seriously, does anybody really want, like, a 400-pound bald man with like, a basically a balding mullet walking around their establishment? I mean, he's frightening. And his head is really weird-looking. Who knows? He's huge. This guy's gigantic.
He's like Andre the Giant number two.
Plus his head is strangely box-like.
No.
Where's Mick? Is Mick still even there?
Mick, yeah, I'm here.
You've just been shutting the fuck up this whole time. I'm kind of... You need to speak up and be a part of this, Mick. You're one of the hosts of the show.
Yeah, I know, but I'm too bad. I had to go back to CVS and return something because I overdrew my account by 11 cents.
$35.
Oh man, white people problems, right? Right?
Right? Am I right? Man,
I'm not spending $35 for a fucking Gatorade.
Real white people don't use the Jewish banks.
Yeah, there you go, Mick. Stop using the Jewish conspiracy bank system.
You know why I'm overdrawing? The real reason is because I had to pay a $2 credit to Chase because somebody made me use a different Chase bank account.
Oh, you remember that? Yeah, I remember that. It was actually $3, if you remember.
Yeah, and
it was three, but then
drinks.
It was three, but then Chase charged me $2.
Jesus.
Hey,
$5?
In Lou's defense, I got to suck on some titty.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got stuck on some
Doobie. We're talking about the outing we had on Sunday when we went to a strip club, by the way.
Cool, you went to a strip club? What kind of strip club did you go to?
We went to a shitty go-go. Now, first we went to the crappy go-go one where they don't
Oh, that's
anything.
Awful. We never do that again.
And never again. And then we went to the all-nude one.
And that one was really lame. So, yeah, there was just like we kept waiting for the nipples to come out, and it never happened. And then I'm like, so, Lou, when are the nipples coming out? And he's like, oh, they don't.
Yeah.
So you brought us there. Why?
I don't know.
Yeah, nobody does.
Now, she hooks her leg up on your neck and shoulder and leans up, and it smells all perfumey or like strawberry and stuff. I'm suggesting you don't pay for that.
You got to pay them. Okay. We're working girls.
No, man. If she getting up on you like that and she smell all flowery or florally or anything like fruit, man, she covering something up, you need to get away from it quick before it get all over your lips.
What?
There are women that like that, man. They'll come up on you, they got an STD, they rub it all over your face, and you're like, I'm getting something free, it tastes good. Then you wake up the next morning, and oh, bam!
You know what? If you've ever seen what my nose looks like, you'd realize that I have a great olfactory sense. I can detect anything underneath. I can detect odors in Canada from where I'm sitting.
Herpes, he can tell from a mile away.
Yeah, I can smell her. I can smell the future.
Human papillomavirus, whatever that is.
I can smell the future. Okay?
And it ain't bright.
That's how good this gigantic fucking schnoz is. I can smell things that haven't even happened yet.
Doobie, if you were to meet Mikey, you would try to kill him because you'd think he was part of the Jew conspiracy around the world.
No, most likely he'd ask for my autograph because he'd think I'm Toucan Sam.
Yeah, that too.
You ever had a girl try to hump your nose?
Yeah, no, it works. Actually, a technique that I was taught by Louie. Is when you're going down on a girl and your tongue gets tired, if you got a nose like mine, you can use that instead, and it fucking works,
yeah,
man.
Absolutely.
I'm here to testify that shit works.
What do you do? Yeah. Push your finger on one side and put the clit up in your nose and just snort loud or something?
No, I don't need to do anything. You just rub it. You just rub it.
Yeah, you rub that nose in there. That's it.
I mean, if the bitch is drunk enough, you can literally just hammer that shit. She won't care.
She won't care. The mashier, the better.
Just swaddle that thing around. Just slap it like it owes you money with your fucking face hammer, and you're good.
Man, you had me up until that point.
Yeah, you know what? Me too. Terrible.
Hey.
Wait. So is this guy gonna call back on the next show? We need to tell him what our schedule is.
Wednesdays at 6 and Sundays at 1.
Why, are we done? Are we done?
Did he leave?
Douchebe.
It's Golan Gooby.
Oh,
Gooby.
Golan Gooby.
Yeah, you got to go look at my boss. D-O-L-A-N.
Louie, can you just Google Golan Gooby, please? Seriously.
Golan Gooby, I guess.
Yeah. And you got to look me up. I'm his employee. I'm Jimmy Russell.
Jim Russell.
Gooby.
You look up on YouTube, look me up. I got a video there where I was with Dolan until we had that, the police came and got involved in that one, so that video's not very good.
Can one of you please pull up his YouTube video while we're on the phone?
Dolan Gooby?
Is it D-O-O-B-I-E or D-O-O-B-Y?
D-O-O-B-Y.
You got that, you fucking Puerto Rican prick?
No, I can't suppose. Uncle Dolan, Gooby's birthday, Dolan and Goodby. No. I think this is propaganda.
Sounds like
I don't see anything. Dolan Goodby?
Doobie, D-O-O-B-Y.
Okay, I got the Gooby part, but I don't have...
Where do you find your employees?
Gooby. Doobie, like a smoking a doobie, a fucking retard.
Dolan and Gooby.
Oh,
no, not Gooby, Doobie.
No, it's Gooby with a G.
The screen name is Dolan Gooby. It's D Gooby, but the last name is G-O-O-B-Y.
D-O-B-Y?
I can't believe you boys never heard of Colin Dolan Gooby.
Gooby is in Greg or Gooby, like in a split.
Greg with a
Gooby
G.
to G, Greg.
I got Dolan and good.
I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit about anything below the Mason-Dixon line.
Yes. Yeah. No, I don't. Nothing.
Dolan Gooby. All right, this guy's full of shit, Louie. Get rid of him.
No, you're done. You're done, Dolan Gooby. And what's your name again? Jim what?
Jim Russell.
Jim Russell. Find me on YouTube. And you got to, okay, go to the image search and type in Dolan Gooby. You'll find my boss.
Well, we don't care about your boss. We care about you.
Oh, I'm on
your you're an individual, Jim. We care about you.
Yeah.
You can't define yourself by who you work for.
Thank God.
Yeah, right.
No.
Well, no, I guess that's not true in every case, because Louis works for himself.
Wants to pay attention as I put a dollar into my bank.
Jesus Christ. It's pathetic.
I want to see... I need to see more strange clitorises, or clitori. Can we do that?
Jim, spell the first word.
D-O-L-A-N.
Right.
Dolan Gooby.
Gooby with a G-O-O-B-Y?
Yeah.
Yes, G-O-O-B-Y.
I believe my boss was named Donald when he was born, but, I mean, he only go by Dolan when he was in the military.
Louis, I'm glad you're spending time doing this, really. This is great.
Oh, it is great. I'm going to bed, guys.
I found a video where the guy didn't like me anymore. If you go to YouTube, type in Jimmy Russell's Rest in Peace, R.I.P. It was posted 7 months ago, and the guy's got a video about us up.
He's so specific that I'm actually starting to believe everything that he's saying right now.
Yeah, this must be legit, because why would he be making this up? It's the most random.
Yeah, no, this has got to be legit. He's very specific. I'm a convert. Maybe we should give up ass lesbianism and start a Jimbo Russell fan club.
His name was Jimmy Russell's?
Rest in peace, Jimmy Russell's. Forum Sports. James Jimmy Russell Malo?
Oh, shit. It's 6:42. I'm going to bed. Fuck you, bitches.
Jimmy, it was great talking to you, man, but I'm kind of...
Is this past your bedtime?
Yeah, it is.
Way past my bedtime.
Yeah,
you don't even know.
Have dinner, eat my wife's
butt. All of us are in our 30s, but not one of us has progressed mentally past the age of 15.
I know that feel all too well.
Yeah.
You look at my boss, you'll understand. You know I understand that feel too well.
I'm your boss, Jim.
Hey, once they kick me off this Rocknet, I mean, once they get me out of this Rocknet network, I might need another job soon.
Rocknet? We're going to look into this.
Rocknet was on Blog Talk.
Louie, you should hire this guy.
Wait, not Rock. He said Rocknet? Like it's in rock and roll?
Yeah, like rock networks.
Flop
yeah, that's
knock.
What I thought. All right, we're gonna look into this, Jim. And we appreciate you calling, honestly, because nobody cares. We're the bastard stepchildren of Blog Talk Radio. Nobody loves us except for you, Jim.
You're the rancid offspring. I know that feel.
Feel free to call back anytime.
We welcome
we're
you
on
your
Mondays, Tuesdays,
rhetoric.
Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. All right. That's when we're on.
Thank you so much for your contribution, and... we welcome your ignorant-sounding rhetoric.
Y'all have a good night.
Take care, buddy.
Thank you, young man. Thank you.
I like that guy. I'm going to do a show with him. Forget you guys.
No, he's great, actually.
Yeah, that's pretty...
I tried really hard to be mean to him, but I just couldn't. I couldn't go through with it.
Sorry. Well, I'm going to bed.
Yeah, I'm about to get on the bus.
Hey, you know what we should really do for my birthday is to go to a strip club. That's what we should
do. Actually,
go back
to
the harem.
No problem.
That's what we need to do that. A good one.
Mike's birthday.
So go back to the harem. Just make sure your girl's working.
Well, the harem was nice, but harem was nice.
My
but
wife
is there
said
a better one? Louis, do you know a better one that's not like scores level expensive?
Why am I the official? Why am I the authority on strip clubs? Why are you asking me?
If you're the guru. We were having that discussion in the car the other night. That you should have pretended like you didn't know. While your wife was in the car, you should pretend you didn't know exactly where the strip club was.
You know she's probably listening, right?